is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden met with leaders of America's largest federation of trade unions today as he fights more calls to quit the presidential race. Our Linda Kenyon has details from the White House.
He stopped in at a meeting of the AFL-CIO in Washington, where he praised union workers.
We're better positioned than any country in the world to own the remainder of the 21st century because of union labor.
The president added the work is not done, and with union support, he said anything is possible.
I mean, a whole range of things we're going to get done with your help in the second term.
CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
Just this morning, you had the former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, very influential in the party, seeming to suggest that President Biden hasn't made up his mind yet, and he still has time to change it. This White House is trying to deal with the challenges as they arise and knock them down, but then new things come up.
The president will address more concerns in his first press conference since the debate tomorrow. Testimony has started in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial in New Mexico following opening statements this morning. Defense attorney Alex Spiro.
This was an unspeakable tragedy, but Alec Baldwin committed no crime. He was an actor acting.
Special prosecutor Erlinda Johnson claims Baldwin was negligent.
Playing make-believe with that gun violates the cardinal rules of firearm safety. People's lives are endangered. And someone could be killed.
The actor faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted. Witnesses are talking about the death of a black man now killed by hotel security guards in Milwaukee.
Cell phone videos show four security guards holding Devontae Mitchell down as at least one of them kneels on his back.
Stay down! Please stop fighting!
After they turned him over, I knew he was gone.
Eyewitness Sean Moore tells CBS News.
I never thought that I was witnessing a murder.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
British police have found the man suspected of killing three women with a crossbow near London. This man lives nearby.
A bit of a shock because it's a really residential area. Never saw anybody around here carrying a crossbow at all.
Police say the 26-year-old suspect's receiving medical treatment now for his injuries. More drama with the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, but this time it has nothing to do with Joey Chestnut.
3, 2, 1.
Nick Weary, who came in fourth place at the contest this year, has been accused of cheating. The competitive eater allegedly stole another competitor's plates and stacked them on top of his own, essentially boosting his final score. Weary denies it, but Major League Eating, apparently that's a thing. They're investigating. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's no longer an active situation in Caledonia. Village police sent out a notification that things came to an end at about 2:45 with not many details yet available. An alert went out to people living near Cliffside Park to shelter in place after a situation near the north side of the park. The Racine County Eye website reports there was a shooting late this morning. We're working on learning more. A caution flag went up at Racine Beaches this afternoon. The city says lifeguards made the decision to go to yellow status after seeing waves. Two Racine parents face misdemeanor charges for their child's excessive school absences. They could face jail time if convicted. A Dane County judge has rejected the effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The recall committee says they plan to appeal that decision. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department is moving towards an automated phone system starting next week. You'll get phone prompts instead of a live operator when you call the non-emergency line. The Brewers are still repairing escalators at American Family Field following a malfunction that injured 11 people last month. Some escalators remain out of order as the team awaits parts. We'll switch to pregame at 6:35. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pirates sink the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pittsburgh Pirates have struggled to get above the 500 mark, but last night they beat the Brewers at AmFam Field decisively, 12-2. The Pirates with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, we've been the underdogs all year, so it's like when you get in this position and you throw out a stinker like that, it's hard to formulate. It doesn't feel right.
The crew remains in first place, now four games ahead of St. Louis. Pittsburgh in third place, now 44 44-47. College football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in hot water after making this statement at Media Day following the arrest of his star running back, Ollie Brown, for a DUI.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma, it's 0.08. Not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
That's Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, and also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we could see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, I'm not sure if this was a good deal or not. It says here the inventor of the chocolate chip cookie sold the idea to Nestle Toll House in exchange for a lifetime supply of chocolate. Let me see. Do I want the money or do I want the chocolate? Yeah, I want the chocolate.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Bird time. my God. What you say? There's not a man today who could take me away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. All right. A topic on social media that I saw. What food combinations that sound weird but taste good to you? You have any of those? Let me give you a couple examples. Here's what some people said. Peanut butter on burgers.
Yeah, I've seen that on the menu. Doesn't appeal to me.
No. Pickles and peanut butter.
I've seen it on the menu. Doesn't appeal to me.
No, that sounds all right. Steak and sour cream. That sounds perfectly fine to me.
I've put some horseradish on some meat before, so that's, I guess, similar consistency.
Strawberries dipped in sour cream and then rolled in brown sugar.
Well, that doesn't sound crazy.
Okay. You got any crazy ones?
No. I mean, I'm pretty peanut butter and jelly. Those things go together. Have you ever had a Francheesi? These aren't really... strange flavor combinations to go together, but it's a hot dog wrapped in bacon with cheese stuffed inside.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna gross you out though. You ready?
Oh boy.
Growing up, this was my dad's and my brother's favorite sandwich. You ready for this?
All right.
Peanut butter, mayonnaise, liver sausage.
Ew. Boy. And you didn't pick up on
that. No. I remember one time I accidentally brought my brother's lunch to school. Ugh.
Oh, boy. Would you even eat the liver sausage?
No. Or the mayonnaise. I'm not a mayonnaise guy either. But think about the texture of that. Peanut butter, mayonnaise, and liver sausage. There's no texture to it at all.
No, yeah, let's moving along. Jeez.
All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WAUK 101.1 FM and 540 AM. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Well, Don't Be Cruel was released as a single. The flip side was Hound Dog. It was the only single in history to have both sides reach number one in the U.S.
Baby, now that I found you, I can't let you go. Down under my world.
27 years now, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's no longer an active situation in Caledonia. Village police sent out a notification that things came to an end at about 2:45 with not many details yet available. An alert went out to people living near Cliffside Park to shelter in place after a situation near the north side of the park. The Racine County Eye website reports there was a shooting late this morning. We're working on learning more. Starting next week, callers to the Pleasant Prairie Police Department will be greeted by an automated voice instead of a live operator. The new system featuring phone prompts is designed to handle growing call volumes and improve dispatch efficiency. Officials say they'll hopefully enhance the department's ability to manage communications effectively. A caution flag went up at Racine Beaches this afternoon. The city says lifeguards made the decision to go to yellow status after seeing waves. The Milwaukee Brewers are still repairing escalators at American Family Field after a malfunction last month resulted in 11 injuries. The team says they've undertaken advanced maintenance on the escalators, but some remain out of order as they wait for parts to be delivered. The team is in the middle of a series with the Pirates at American Family Field. We'll switch to pregame at 6:35. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we can see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, do you want to live longer? Of course you do. Walk faster. Researchers in the UK collected data from about 475,000 people measuring factors like their walking habits, body mass index, weight circumference, and body fat percentage. People who reported a brisk walking pace lived longer across all body types. Those who reported slower walking paces had a shorter life expectancy.
Bus stop with day.
on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Mama told me not to come.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Well, there's an urgent need for blood, especially type O blood. You want to donate? You can. This Saturday, there's a blood drive from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection. That's at 322 Ohio Street in Racine. Now, if you do donate this Saturday, you're going to receive a Culver's coupon for frozen custard, and you're going to get an entry in a drawing for a Genesis Weber gas grill. Do make an appointment, though. The blood drive is this Saturday from 9 to 1. You can schedule your appointment at 877-232-4376. That's 877-232-4376. Thanks for helping.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACLHHS or the U.S. government.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me hard. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Coming up, it's CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight.